I'm calling from Medford, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
And I talked to the tower here at the airport, and they gave me your number. And this morning I had a pretty good sighting of one UFO.
Okay, what did I hear about it?
Okay, I would put the time at about 7:20, between 7:20 and 7:30.
Okay.
And it was south of the town of Medford, between two smaller towns of Phoenix and Talent. And this morning, there's about a 200-foot cover of fog, I would say, in the valley. And I live about 300 feet above. So I had a pretty good view of the valley in the fog, and I could see both sides of the valley, so I could estimate where this thing was.
Mm-hmm.
And it emerged kind of like a fish swimming in milk. I mean, it never really got out of the fog area completely, but it looked to me like a flattened football flying on its edge.
Mm-hmm.
And also seemed to have slight striations on the side, like a sunflower seed. And was doing what I would consider, I used to be a pilot, and it was like doing procedure lazy eights, just kind of coming out and then rotating and going back into the fog. And pretty much at the top surface of the fog, and the sun had not come up yet. It was up and it was light, but it wasn't shining on the fog. We live in a valley here.
Yes.
And I called three of my children over, and they all saw what I was looking at. At first it looked like a small, like the Goodyear blimp or something, but it seemed to be flatter, you know. And it was flying at what I would consider a very leisurely speed, like 80 miles an hour or something like that.
Yes.
And, of course, was actually flying just, I'd say, 100 or 150 feet above the ground at that time. And it was coming out of the fog approximately a mile and a half away from me, because it was coming out of the middle of the valley. And it was also then rotating around in a clockwise, as I recall, general clockwise kind of a rotation around in the fog. Around the perimeter of the valley, it never got up any closer to us, but it looked like it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 60 feet long, I would guess, at that distance. It wasn't real large.
Yes.
And it wasn't... It wasn't illuminated at all. It was kind of like, well, kind of grayish in its tonality, mostly because it was still in some of the drifting fog.
Right. Did this thing carry any colored lights?
None at all.
Okay.
And just reminded me of a fish or something swimming in milk. I mean, I could just kind of see it and then not, and it would go along and then come out and emerge and be darker as it was more clearly visible, but it was generally grayish. It had no bright colors at all.
Okay, as it made the tour of the valley, did it at all come fairly close to the ground?
I would say it was darn close to the ground, because the fog must have been, the top of the fog must have been between 150 and 200 feet.
Uh-huh.
Above. Highway, which goes between Medford and Ashland,
right.
Oregon, but it was there's another highway, I-5, which goes through the valley also, but is further away from our house.
Okay. Do you have any estimate on the distance from you?
Yeah, I'd say a mile and a half.
Okay. Did you observe this from out of doors at any time?
No, I didn't. I was out of doors afterwards when I was on my way to work, and I looked down there, and it just wasn't visible at that time.
Okay.
But usually the sound carries I mean, if this had an engine on it or anything, we would have heard it. But as far as I know this morning, I work in a fairly large company here, and I've mouthed just around a little bit, and nobody, and people who even live down there didn't hear anything odd.
Okay, how did this object disappear?
Just in the haze.
Just moved out. Okay.
It didn't speed up and leave the scene or anything that I know of.
Right. But how long did you watch that?
I would say we were in contact with it for a good 5 minutes anyway.
And you feel that the object was definitely solid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked at first for things like the shadow of something else that would make that shape on the surface of the top of the cloud. But it didn't have that quality of being a shadow. It actually changed in its tonality from being very light to coming out of the fog and being relatively dark.
Okay.
And there was no sunshine falling directly on the cloud anyway, so there couldn't have been a shadow.
Right. And how many witnesses on that?
Including myself, four.
Four, okay. And you got our number from Medford Tower?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I checked here to find out. I know the fellow here who has a flying service, and I thought there could have been a possibility of some guy practicing instruments, but not at that level, because that would have been really...
super dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
So he said nothing was in the air, and the tower, of course, the radar here is about 6,000 feet. I don't think they can pick up anything down in the valley.
Okay, we'll get on this, and if we come up with any more information on it, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, I'd like to know if what I saw is a general description of what is reported as being seen.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Yes, I would say that it is. I just from your description, I would kind of picture something oval-shaped.
Yeah.
Seeing that you would describe something like a football flattened. Right.
Slightly pointed in.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not completely a disc.
Right.
Or not an ellipse. That is strange. And proceeding rather leisurely. That's what amazed me. At first it was like a Goodyear blimp coming out of the fog. I mean, about that fast. But it was moving much more athletically than a blimp would. A blimp would just, you know, kind of hover there and move very sluggishly.
Right.
This thing moved almost like a fish would move if it were swimming in a pool.
You say that it was definitely under intelligent control.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, yes, I would guess so. Some kind
uh-huh.
of control.
Right.
It's actually staying within the boundary of the fog.
Right.
It never seemed to want to get out of it.
All right, sir, we'll see what we can do about this.
Good. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.